Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 134 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's so good to have all of you here with us, those who are listening maybe for the first time or those who are repeat guests. Thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast. It's my prayer that this podcast will help you draw closer to God through the reading of God's Word each and every day, and that by drawing closer to God, you will draw closer and expand your heart in love for your neighbor as well. The Bible in a Year reading plan today requires that we read Psalms 84 through 93 and Proverb number 10. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Psalm number 92, but be sure to read the rest on your own. As always, I'll be using the web translation of the Bible. That's the World English Bible because it's in the public domain, but you're welcome to use whatever Bible translation you have on hand or find most comfortable. If you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, click the link that's in the show notes and you'll be brought to a page where you could print or download it. And finally, friends, if you're enjoying this Bible in a Year reading plan, please click like and subscribe or follow on your listening platform of choice, as that does help the podcast get seen in search results for people who are interested in joining a reading plan. If you do me that kindness, just know that I appreciate it very much. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Psalm 92, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. It is good to give thanks to Yahweh, to sing praises to your name, Most High, to proclaim your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, with a 10-stringed lute, with the harp, and with the melody of the lyre. For you, Yahweh, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. How great are your works, Yahweh! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man doesn't know, neither does a fool understand this. Though the wicked spring up as grass and all the evil doers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, Yahweh, are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies, Yahweh, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the evil doers will be scattered. But you have exalted my horn like that of the wild ox. I am anointed with fresh oil. My eye has also seen my enemies. My ears have heard of the wicked enemies who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in Yahweh's house. They will flourish in our God's courts. They will still produce fruit in old age. They will be full of sap and green to show that Yahweh is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Eternal God of heaven, we give you thanks for the gift of this time together in your holy word. We pray that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these words, that we might gain understanding, and that this understanding and your truth may fall upon fertile soil in our hearts, so that we might bear much fruit for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, as we grow closer to the weekend, it's important for us to remember that God has patterned a certain way for us to live. And this pattern provides the very best means for us to be energized, to feel complete, and to be able to do what God is calling us to do. And it's a pattern of work and rest. In the first couple chapters of Genesis, we see that God created in 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. The first time that the word holy is used is right here, when God called the seventh day holy because of his rest. To be holy is to be set apart, and God created this as a sacred space, that is the Sabbath time, as a sacred space, because it helps us to be set apart from the world, to remember what God has called us to do, to delight in God and what God has done in our lives and around us, and to be energized, to thrive, so that we might enjoy this life, because God wants us to enjoy the relationship with him and others, and to be put in a position to reflect God's glory and love and grace into the world. That has been our calling as image bearers since the beginning. So this psalm is very appropriate for us as we prepare for the weekend because it is a song that we ought to sing on a Sabbath day. I'm reminded that this is a good time to reflect on God's action in our lives, to reflect on God's holiness, God's grandeur, and to delight in what God is doing. That's exactly what's happening here in Psalm 92. The psalm writer praises God for what God is doing and remembers what God has done and looks forward to the end where God is victorious over all, including the evil that is around us. In this set-apart time, we are setting ourselves outside of the realm of the world and its distractions, and we are reminded that God is doing a special work in and through us, and that we are all being transported towards God's end, where the fullness of God's kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. So as you look forward to the weekend, think about how you might praise God, how you might sing this song of Sabbath, so that you might be re-energized, that you might give God praise for what God is doing, and overall relishing in the fact that God has made himself available in relationship to you and to those around us. So friends, I invite you to consider how you might carve out some time for Sabbath, whether it is a 24-hour period where you can just disconnect from work and the worries of the world to delight in God, or how you might carve out some smaller intervals of time, maybe a few hours or an hour here or there, to enjoy some mini Sabbath with God so that you can get re-energized and be prepared for the calling that God has placed on your life. Well, friends, I hope that you enjoyed this time together, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Until then, I hope you have a very blessed day. Take care.